What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Kidney.
Killing.
Yeah. You like them?
Yeah,
no. And how do you fix those? I'm going to get me a recipe for going here.
Well, you've got to take all the fat off of them.
Yeah.
You've got to wash them out. And you've got to just keep them washing and washing until you get them good and clean and pretty. I always, when I clean them, I turn them around to the other. The little ones, I split them wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take and link them together like a chain, the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they be bitter? But the big ones, I just wash them and soak them good, and then when you get cook them, then batter them and fry them. And they are delicious.
So you put them in batter then?
Make batter and fry them.
Uh-huh.
Some folks just fry them, but she makes a batter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And fry them. And
mm-hmm.
Make them, roll them in that batter and put them in hot meat.
Ooh, that sounds good. Yeah. That sounds good. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body? Up here.
Breast.
Okay. If somebody wants to get from one side of a lake to another, he'd get in something and row across. What would the thing be that he'd get into?
I didn't get in a boat.
Okay. Let's see. Now, some boats have pointed fronts and some boats have flat fronts. Now, do you have different names for the different kinds of boats?
No, Uncle, I ain't gonna use one.
Okay. You don't like worms, you don't like fish, you don't like boats.
No, I'm loving up in Tennessee with people I live with so long on my little river. I stayed 2 weeks and we went some up where Tennessee, some of the big old boat was in the water. They told me to take the children, get on the boat, and go back to the camp. I wouldn't do it. No, I wouldn't want to do it. Oh, no. I did get on that water. But I went in the car, and I come back in the car.
Well, when you were in Tennessee, were you there very long?
We were there 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. Yes. Have you done much traveling?
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Just go visit every now and then?
Yeah.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty, what, of beads? A pretty what of beads?
Pretty color.
Okay. But now, how would you, you could say it's a pretty necklace.
Yeah.
Or you could say it's a pretty.
What? I don't know.
There's another way to say it. It's a something of beads.
Okay.
If two men have a fight and one of them defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really
whooped
them. Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his. You know, if a person gets down like this, you say he got down on his. Do you have an expression for that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
If I didn't squat down there like you, they'd pick me up.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a.
Exchange is something, that's all I can say, but that's what they is.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Anybody's exchange, you don't want to drive nothing to you.
Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You might say, he really looks
bad.
Okay.